Sabine? I can barely hear you.
I'm calling you from the bathroom. I don't have any service. There are like 5,000 layers of old stone and marble between me and the nearest cell tower.
Why are you calling me from a bathroom?
I need to know exactly how often I have to be around Wyatt this weekend.
Is it that bad? Okay, I'll find the schedule and call you back.
But before I could even pull up Sabine's schedule, I saw her iPad start, like, popping off with texts from Layla. I knew Sabine was letting off some serious steam, and I had to find out exactly what she was saying.
Layla, he's not supposed to have wound up here at this type of party.
I know. He was a total nobody.
Remember when we met him at UCLA? He just moved from Fernan Lake Village, Idaho, on that ROTC scholarship. His mom was a high school science teacher, and his dad worked as a mechanic at a boat dealership.
And he didn't even own the dealership, right? Like, he just worked there?
I did a quick Google search because I had never even heard of Fernan Lake. It's a town of 160 people.
He only did the military program to afford college.
Ugh, remember him in uniform?
But then he actually wanted to help his country. The guys we know don't even call themselves Americans. Not Wyatt. He joined the Navy because his grandpa served in World War II. Do you know anyone that served in the military? Anyone?
The guys I date are too rich to die.
But Wyatt was also smart. In English lit class, he, like, actually understood what motivated characters. It's probably why his photos are so good. But was my godmother that wrong about him? He said he was joining the Navy.
Hard agree. He didn't seem like he was going to grow up to be anyone.
Remember the first time he asked to take my picture? And I thought he was one of those really creepy guys who wanted me to take my clothes off. Then he said that he'd just like to take a photo of me while I was reading. Because he thought, when I read, I looked like I believed in love. Who says things like that?
I knew exactly which photo Sabine meant. She still had it. It was the only photo on her fridge. And in that photograph, she does look like someone else, not the TikTok girl. She looks like a girl who believes in love.
It's just, it's unsettling. Everyone said he was going to move back to Idaho and work with his dad after the Navy.
Instead, GQ has done multiple profiles on him.
Ugh, his origin story is so annoying. Who the hell casually takes award-winning pictures of rural life and rugged coastlines while they're out at sea in the effing Navy?
Oh, I know. And has an admiral so moved by his talent that he sends them to National Geographic?
It's true. Wyatt ended up working for Nat Geo. He swam with great white sharks, trekked to see white rhinos, even skied into the Yukon to take photos of the polar bears. He met Martin Scorsese, who told him to come to L.A. because he wanted documentary-style photographs taken on a movie he was making.
Do you know that Wyatt's the most wanted photographer in L.A. now? He's just, like, low-key, super famous.
Google had also shown me that Wyatt dated bona fide L.A. 10s. Their dads were actual name brand actors, directors, and musicians. Wyatt had more than one mention in Us Weekly.
I'm not jealous. It's not like I regret breaking up with him, right?
He's probably only where he is because you broke up with him.
It's just so annoying that I don't have a room, and he does. And he's somebody here, and I'm nobody. And he's probably looking at me and thinking, poor Sabine. All the opportunities in the world and never amounted to anything.
Personally, I think Sabine would much rather hate on Wyatt than think about if she actually regrets her decision to dump him. Sabine Bean number 444. Don't regret, reset. But even if she wanted to, how do you reset a failed relationship that is 8 years dead?
Are you still in the shower?
It's for privacy. Do you know he said that if I snore, he's going to take my couch and put it in the hallway?
Does he know about your sleep apnea?
He knows how sensitive I am about it. It's a septum thing. I think he's kidding. He won't stop calling me Elliot. But whatever he did in the Navy made him strong enough that he could actually pick up a couch and move it into the hallway. It's so awkward. Anyway, schedule?
The briefing book from Moët is pretty comprehensive. Today, you have a meet and greet with the grooms, no Wyatt on the list of media, then a welcome party afternoon tea. It's assigned tables, and they won't say who is sitting where ahead of schedule. I already checked. Bachelorette party for Dave tomorrow night. Definitely no Wyatt. He's at the stag party. The rehearsal dinner is Saturday night, but it's unlikely you'll be seated anywhere near Wyatt. There's 800 guests, and he should be at the table with the wedding party.
Of course he is.
Okay. Sunday is the wedding and reception, of course. Oh, and there's the morning after brunch on Monday, but you'll have to head back for your flight.
Okay, so, like, a few things where I have to be super near Wyatt, except, while sleeping. Jane, he smells good.
It's only a couple of days. Plus, you've got a number of chances to hang out with HLM.
Oh, yeah, what's the update on my interview with her?
Still confirming a time.
Okay, well, wish me luck. And don't forget to post that carousel of photos I sent you from the lobby.
Sabine went out and tried to play nice with Wyatt, but 10 minutes later, she was back in the bathroom with her hairdryer going, texting Layla. It went sort of like this.
Well, I was worried you'd fallen asleep in the shower. Though I guess I would have heard. You know.
Beauty takes time, Wyatt.
Your beauty? Take time? I mean, I've got hundreds of photos that suggest the opposite. I figured you were just avoiding me. Okay, well, groomsman duty calls. Are you coming?
I've got to get ready for my meet and greet, and my assistant has me scheduled all day.
Oh, your assistant. All right. Fancy.
The meet and greet was at one of the Blue Bayonet's rooftop pools, and the pool is like overflowing with white orchids because it's Dave Klosterman's favorite. There's champagne from Moët on every available surface. There's even a cute French bartender on hand to make French 75s. Oh, and an actual string quartet playing in the corner. Super casual. I know all this because a few hours later, I'm editing the footage Sabine is taking, but it's almost impossible to get even 30 seconds of good content because...
Hi, I'm Sabine.
Great. You're up next for the meet and greet.
Wait, I'm sorry, why is he here?
Sabine's camera falls on Wyatt, lounging on the couch, joking with Paul and Dave.
Wyatt? Oh, he's nearly a brother to those two. Paul is also from Idaho. He might take some candids.
I think Moët wanted me to take the candids.
Boys, Sabine is here?
That's when I realized the outfit Sabine and I had planned was way over the top. She is in a gold Gucci lamé dress, but Paul and David and Wyatt are all wearing, like, jeans and t-shirts. I mean, Dave has on the tightest shorts I've ever seen, but he's still not wearing a shirt. Next second, Sabine has cut filming and opened the message app and is spiraling to Layla instead.
I'm doing this wrong. I'm wearing vintage Gucci. I'm pretty sure Wyatt's in J. Crew.
I always figured him as a Wrangler's guy.
I look like I don't understand how things work.
They are new money. They don't know how we work.
I'm wearing Manolos. They have on Reefs.
It is awkward. In the pictures I get, Sabine looks like she is wearing a costume next to them.
Hi.
Paul, I'm Sabine. You know, of Sabine Beans. TikTok. Moët sent me.
Cindy?
Cindy is the publicist.
Is she supposed to be here?
Yeah. Moët asked to slot her in. Sorry.
Cringe for Sabine. You see her face on the video fall. Obviously, I had to edit that out. Like, you know she wants this to be her moment to impress them, but it's obvious they are celebrities, and Sabine's like the person that Moët hired.
This'll take 5 minutes, I promise.
Babe, they sponsored the liquor. Let's just get it over with. David, hi.
Hi. I know.
So Sabine runs through all these cute questions, wanting to know about their first date and what they are most excited about at the wedding and who they want to dance with. It's clear that Paul isn't into it. He keeps looking at Wyatt, who shrugs his shoulders. And then the publicist is like, great, that's 5 minutes.
Wait, what about you two jump in the pool? Get a little loose. I'm great at candids.
Oh, why not?
Wyatt, man, grab your camera. It looks sick in black and white.
It's Sabine's shot.
I can do it with my phone. I can filter black and white. Wyatt, if you could just move a little to the left.
Please. You know, I never wanted to stand in your way.
So you just had to visit the grooms during my 5 minutes?
They're my friends.
Watch out, Sabine B. Cannonball!
Jesus Christ! Somebody get a medic out of here! No photos, Moe! Who would suggest something so freaking stupid? The pool's 3 feet deep!
Sabine is out of there and into an elevator pretty fast, but she forgets to pause the video, of course. So I receive this long-ass recording that is just showing me the inside lining of her Chanel, but I can hear...
Wyatt, go away.
I'm checking you're okay.
I think you'd be better off making sure the groom with a massive crack in his skull is okay. And you could have tried harder to be nice to me. My reputation's at stake. I've got sponsorship deals to maintain.
My reputation is at stake too. Okay, and for the record, my godmother isn't someone with a huge Rolodex. And don't talk to me about reputation. Besides, what are you wearing?
You saw my outfit laid out. You could have warned me.
I didn't know you were wearing it here.
Second.
Okay, look, it's their wedding, all right? And it's a ton of pressure, okay? Look, Harville's not always like that. He hates interviews.
Well, then he shouldn't have agreed to all the sponsorships in the first place. You are all making it extremely hard for me to do my job.
Well, I mean, can't be a job you care about that much if you didn't even book a hotel room.
Oh, please, that was your stupid joke.
All right, Elliot, I did not book you into my hotel room, okay? We dated almost a decade ago.
8 years. And don't call me that.
8 years is almost a decade.
Whatever. If you could please try not to mess up my
Elliot,
life.
Elliot, I've never wanted to mess up your life. And if you remember, I wanted to make one with you.
Once Sabine gets to the lobby, of course, her message app is active.
I'm not sure I can do this. There are too many memories. He's so determined, like nothing's gonna stand in his way. Even me, apparently.
Wait, do you miss him? It's not like he's married.
What does it matter? He told me he'd never forgive me. He knows I didn't break up with him because I stopped loving him. He knows I'm only worried about what people think, and God, I'm so shallow.
You're not shallow. You're a woman. And no matter what any movie tells you, relationships are still a financial decision. You did the right thing.
It never felt like the right thing. It still doesn't feel like the right thing.
That afternoon, the welcoming party was in the Rose Garden. This time, there was a jazz quartet. There were dozens of tables festooned with flowers, a tarot reader. The grooms are really into astrology, like everyone in LA. And there are four synchronized swimmers in this enormous fountain making performance art. Sabine still had no idea what to do about Wyatt, but thought the afternoon would be fine. And she was going to use it to make a better second impression on the grooms. So she gets there, and the attendants direct her to table 14. Usually, Sabine's the kind of person to immediately ask who else she was seated with. But she didn't have time to care, because already seated was...
Hi, I'm Lou. You must be Sabine. I have a Sabine Bean. Sabine Bean 343 is my favorite. Don't wait, articulate. It was one of the things that I had on my desk while I was trying to finish my screenplay.
Right. There's Henrietta Louise Musgrove, HLM, casually sipping a club soda and smiling at Sabine. I know because Sabine literally gave Layla the exact blow-by-blow.
Are you joking? But you inspire me as a writer.
The idea to make Sabine Beans was inspired.
Well, I'm flattered. I think what you've done with your career is inspiring, too.
Thank you. Let's toast to being the type of women who do things our way.
Cheers.
You know, when I checked in, Kate Hudson and Goldie had just arrived, and then Lily Rose Depp swanned in with her mum. I wish I had that sort of title when I was trying to break in. My dad is a lawyer, but it didn't come in very useful.
What isn't very useful?
There's a photo of the exact second HLM falls in love with Wyatt. They're actually in the background of a photo that Lily Rose Depp took. Yeah, I told you I had the scoop of the century. Maybe it's because they both came from humble beginnings. Needless to say, Sabine texted Layla every word of their encounter.
Paul might have told me a rumor that you were in the Navy. Do you still have one of those little uniforms?
Sorry. Yeah, I try not to talk about it much. Some people don't like my days in the service.
My grandpa was a Marine. We're a Navy family. I think a man who's willing to die for his country is extremely hot.
HLM posted Wyatt in her stories later, and she was like, "This man is an American hero." Anyway, Sabine was trying to be nice because, you know, it's HLM. But Wyatt's there being so nice to HLM, too. I mean, of course you can't fault him, but I've got to imagine that Sabine's heart was just sinking every time HLM laughed at one of Wyatt's jokes. So Sabine's watching the whole thing, wondering if the man she maybe still loves is going to be with the woman she wants to be.
So, how did you two say you know each other again?
College friends.
Is that what you call someone you dated for 11 months and then ghosted?
I didn't ghost you, I just couldn't reach out at sea. Your calls weren't going through.
Well, other people's calls went through.
Do you know what? There's going to be a formal period dance at the reception. The guys are crazy about Jane Austen. Wyatt, maybe we could practice.
You know, Sabine learned to do the boulanger in etiquette classes.
What? No, I didn't.
Great! Sabine, you can show me.
Wyatt, that was freshman year, and you know I don't have good rhythm.
Here, Sabine, show me what to do. Wyatt's so hot, right? And besides, from this angle, he can better admire me.
What? Oh, sure. This all feels very surreal.
Mm-hmm.
Here, grab my hand.
Okay.
Yeah, to the left. No.
Hang on, where are
no,
we?
To the left.
Okay.
Now back to the right.
Okay.
No, well, now to get a little fancy. Twirl in and yep, twirl out.
Yeah.
Twirl in.
Okay.
And twirl out.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Thanks.
Well, nope, don't go off script. Okay,
oh.
Well, yeah, you're going a little faster now and oh!
Blue!
HLM!